It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Megan Cummings. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. And last weekend, we held Day of Caring. What a great event this is. And Megan kind of wanted to come in, give us an update on how it all went. And once again, you know, you've got to thank the people that come out. You got to thank your sponsors. And then plus, there are still some events that are coming up for the United Way. We're going to talk about those as well. Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Hey, Dave. Always a pleasure.
So let's start off with how the Day of Caring really went. Because I was there, and I think it went pretty well.
I think it went pretty well, too. It was my first event working for United Way, so my first Day of Caring working for United Way, and I'm so impressed by all the folks who showed up, all the people who offered their help beforehand. It's a big operation to plan something like this and to get all our ducks in a row, but we had so much help, and I'm really grateful to all the community members who stepped up, you know, from city council approving our use of Washington Park. You know, they waived the fee for us, which was wonderful. The county commissioners, you know, they gave us some dump waivers so that we could dump some trash at the landfill instead of having to pay that $5 every time. You know, things like that where it helps to have kind of the road paved for us a little bit so that the day goes more smoothly. And I think it was really great.
And it really was. And you said you're not 100% sure on the numbers, just an estimate. Over 300 people came out to help.
Yeah. And I think that's incredible. There was a lot of stuff going on Saturday, of course. You know, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, there were a lot of events and a lot of commemorations and that kind of thing. And I'm just so grateful to the folks who said, you know, I'm going to spend some of my Saturday morning trying to clean up my community a little bit more and pull some weeds and pick up trash. And it was really great.
Well, and that was one of those things. I was talking to the mayor and a couple of members of the city council that are like, okay, I'll be here until this time, and then I got to run and do this, and then I'll get back to this. And they did a great project down there at the Peace Gardens that they really chalked up to Day of Caring as well, with all the flags and everything for the 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony. So 26 projects across the area got done.
Yeah.
And one of them was kind of unique because I don't know as though it's happened in the past. You even had one person that kind of took the bull by the horns over in Emory County and put together a project.
That's right. A high school student in Emory County put together kind of an Emory County Day of Caring, which was amazing. And of course, United Way of Eastern Utah spans 7 counties. I say that all the time. And a lot of our efforts have traditionally been focused kind of in Carbon County since our offices here in Price. But one of my goals as executive director is to make sure we are serving the citizens in each county. And this high school student, Kegley Terry, shout out to him for taking the bull by the horns and organizing a project in Emory County.
You better be careful. And next year you're going to have 7 different days of caring you're going to have to make it to.
I think that's great. That's the goal. That is the goal. Dave, you mentioned kind of an unusual project, and that brought to mind Kara Thane. She's a community member who spearheaded one of our projects, and that was putting together gift baskets for first responders. So these gift baskets included, you know, donations from places around the community. So gift cards and T-shirts and all sorts of goodies, personalized thank you cards to thank the first responders. Do you know how many baskets there were? 222. So Kara has gone around delivering these first responder gift baskets. There was a car wash for first responders. Shout out to Frank Peasy for heading that up. And so there was just a lot of really great collaboration, I think, among the community.
And that went on that day. And one thing that you always want to mention is, you know, you don't do this by yourself. And you had plenty of help from businesses and local sponsors and things like that. So let's list off some of them.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to Dick Reach at Lynn's. Lynn's supplied breakfast and lunch for our volunteers. They gave us a space to meet in the morning, and that was wonderful. Kyle Heffernan from Sutherland's donated a bunch of water so that our volunteers stayed hydrated. Swire Coca-Cola donated some soft drinks for lunch. That was amazing. Alan Peterson with Peterson Chemical, the trash bags. The city donated some trash bags. Miles with the city donated some safety vests. Let us borrow some safety vests so that our volunteers were safe and not hopefully getting run over. It was just absolutely a community effort.
So once again, you know, Day of Caring is now in the rear view, and you're probably already working on next year's, I'm sure, because that's just what Megan does. But closer to us now, you've got a couple of other events that are coming up. And one part of the Day of Caring, you kind of had a diaper drive.
Yes.
And that always goes on.
Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, we collected quite a few diapers and wipes that I took to the health department. And so, but that is not specific to Day of Caring. We are always accepting diapers, wipes, shoes, all sorts of things that we can give to the community. And yes, I also want to mention we've got an appreciation dinner coming up in October. And so some of those folks I mentioned, some of those businesses and individuals, we'll be inviting them to that event just to say thank you and to celebrate them. We also have a budget basics class. Now, you might hear budget basics and think, I know how to balance my checkbook. I know how to pay my bills online, whatever. But this is some good information for folks of any income level. You know, I don't care how much you're making. It's always good to revisit budget basics. And so Kim Wells with Washington Federal, or WAFED now, she and I are partnering for this class. And don't worry, Dave, she's not pushing any WAFED products. She just wants people to have the tools they need for financial security. And so that's going to be Wednesday, the 22nd of September, from 6 to 7. At WAFED Bank, and more information will be on our website.
All right. So many other great things that are coming up. You got the Angel Tree. Nobody wants to talk about Christmas right now, but it's coming. So we'll talk more about that a little closer than it gets. Megan, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thanks for all that the United Way does in our area.
Dave, thank you, and thank you for your help with Day of Caring.
Anytime. It's great. It's a great day, and it's a great event to get out and enjoy. That's Megan Cummings, the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.